young veterans are saying no to poker machines. Michael Annette is the CEO of RSL Victoria, and he joins us now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Do we need the poker machines in RSLs?
Well, the poker machines are part of the commercial hospitality mix in our 54 licensed sub-branches that do have them, and that's been the case, as you mentioned, I think, for a number of decades. Notwithstanding David's, and I respect David's views, he's a passionate younger veteran with Afghanistan service. I mean, I too am an Afghanistan veteran. I understand he's got strong views on this. But,
Michael, if you could just move closer to your phone. Thank you.
Sorry, yeah. Look, I respect David's views, of course. He's a passionate younger veteran with strong views on this particular issue. And but what we need to also respect is the every individual sub-branch has made its own decisions over the journey about the commercial hospitality mix at their sub-branch. And for 54 of them, that commercial hospitality mix does include gaming, responsibly delivered, and as I think was alluded to earlier on, alcohol is also part of that commercial hospitality mix, and also we pride ourselves on being a responsible deliverer of both those. And the margins that they've talked about, perhaps what isn't entirely clear in that, of course, is that the specific amount that goes directly to veterans' welfare is also got to be seen in the broader context of the revenue that enables that sub-branch to continue to provide a wide range of services to the local community, in particular, of course, their core veteran membership. And also, perhaps not so much in metropolitan Melbourne, but certainly in country Victoria, many of those 54 sub-branches, larger sub-branches with commercial hospitality, effectively underpin and support a surrounding network of smaller traditional sub-branches. Sub-branches much like Camberwell, but without the benefit of a revenue stream from a lease, which, of course, David's alluded to in terms of Camberwell.
Michael also was talking about a culture where it's very difficult to have disparate voices being heard and enough of the diversity of the veteran mix being listened to. What's your response to that?
Well, I think we are a broad church. The fact that David's the president of Camberwell, I could rattle off half a dozen younger veterans with the same service background and experience as David, who are on the executive of sub-branches that do offer commercial hospitality. And everybody has the opportunity to put their hand up for a position on state executive. I must just correct the point about having a permanent representative from those sub-branches that have gaming at the state executive or at the state board. That's actually not the case. Certainly there are representatives around the table from all considerations of sub-branch.
Michael, one of the main concerns here, though, beyond all of the other things that you mentioned and that Dave has also brought up, it comes back to mental health issues. And if, as Dave has pointed out, young veterans and maybe some older veterans feel that being exposed to the poker machines in these places makes them more vulnerable to gambling addiction, isn't that just something worth taking on, given that it's not really a big revenue stream and anywhere near compared to what, you know, some of the other sources might provide?
Well, we regard the gaming. Of course, there is the need for us to be very mindful of delivering that commercial hospitality aspect of gaming in a safe and responsible environment. I mean, I think we really do lead the way in Victoria in ensuring that we are a scrupulous provider of that particular product, as we are with respect to alcohol. Unlike perhaps other venues where the majority of people coming into those venues are not necessarily members, in many cases, of course, in our licensed sub-branches, they are. And the staff take particular care to ensure that those responsible gaming messages are well advertised, well promulgated and observed. So we are delivering a range of services across the state in an overall veteran holistic wellness sense that include mental health, of course, including our RSL Active programs. And most of those programs are actually being delivered or supported directly out of licensed sub-branches that operate gaming.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Michael. We're just heading into the news. Michael Annett is CEO of RSL Victoria, which is right now the second largest pokies operator in Victoria after Woolworths.